Can you talk a little bit more about particularly the agents that are clinically available and how they fit into this biologic pathway and what new agents are coming along, and also the whole concept of, you know, combining biologics, which we're seeing in a bunch of tumors now?
Sure. Well, first of all, renal cancer is unique in that it appears to be the one solid tumor that is directly sensitive to anti-angiogenic or anti-VEGF pathways when used as a single agent. The other cancers where drugs like Avastin have shown activity have all been in combination with chemotherapy, which brings into play a lot of other mechanisms. When we talk about renal cancer being sensitive to these agents as single agents, we think the reason is that kidney cancer has grown up in a sea of VEGF and hasn't had to work real hard to develop other means of getting a blood supply. And so it's very dependent on VEGF. And when you give a drug that either binds VEGF, like bevacizumab, or a drug that blocks the receptor, like sunitinib or sorafenib, you see almost immediate effects. We can talk about later what happens after the cancer realizes it needs to come up with another blood supply and then figures out a way of getting around this. But you see almost immediate effects when you hit the VEGF pathway with these various drugs. And I think that's a unique situation in kidney cancer that's directly related to its biology. So what are the drugs? The two that have recently been approved in the past year and a half are sorafenib, which is a oral multi-kinase inhibitor that inhibits RAF within the tumor cells and the RAF kinase pathway, as well as VEGFR2 within the endothelial cells. And another drug that's a little bit more potent in terms of inhibiting VEGF receptor and also inhibits PDGF and c-KIT called sunitinib. And these two drugs, when given to patients with advanced renal cancer, cause tumor shrinkage in 60 to 80% of patients and delay time to progression relative to control therapy. The sunitinib appears to actually cause enough tumor shrinkage to have partial responses defined in up to 40% of patients, while sorafenib produces actually defined responses in about 10% of patients. But the patients who have less than their partial response, same number, appear to have tumor shrinkage as with sunitinib.
Again, to the neophytes out there like me, which I have a feeling there's a lot of people trying to understand all this stuff, in terms of these two agents, is everything they do related to a TK function?
It appears that these are tyrosine kinase inhibitors, and most of their activity is probably related to that. I think it's important to note that a lot of different, and this is relevant to combination therapy and to the effects of these drugs, a lot of different receptors have tyrosine kinases on them. And so these drugs are dirty drugs. They not only inhibit VEGFR2, which we think is responsible for most of its activity, but they also inhibit other kinases, including those that we don't even know about, which may contribute to their activity or might contribute to their toxicity or may even produce countervailing effects that inhibit their activity. And that's stuff that has to be sorted out.